to achieve. In order to achieve it, we have a study of the sources written by people who have already been in attainment of adhesion with the Creator. Therefore, the time that we study these sources, if we want to achieve adhesion, then from there also the inner content of the adhesion, what we call the reforming light, affects us. And we also need to adapt ourselves as correctly as possible to that desire that can resemble the Creator, so that this desire will be in order to bestow. This desire is broken. We have to resurrect it, to elevate it to a degree where, to some degree, it will be similar to the Creator. So then we come together in a 10. And if in a 10, when we come together, we want as much as possible for us to organize the 10 corporeally as well as spiritually, so that it will resemble a cleave that is congruent with the Creator, with the light, then through our efforts, which we make in order to build a kli that is similar to the light, even though the kli is fundamentally the opposite of the light. However, if we overcome the separation between us, then we reach a state where our effort to nevertheless be connected between us, this effort invites the reforming light, an illumination from afar, and that illumination corrects us, brings us closer to each other, and that way we gradually reach identification with the Creator, at least to some degree, and by this we start to feel that we have in us new qualities and thoughts and desires, and that way we do take steps towards identifying with the Creator in order to bring Him contentment by that. We feel on our path that indeed we want to give contentment to the Creator, that I'm not doing it in order for it to be good for me. I can stay in my current situation and I don't care what I feel, I don't care what I think, I don't care what I taste. Rather, what is important for me is whether I am delighting the Creator. And if I am, then I'm willing to take more steps forward. This is why each and every step I take forward is done through scrutiny, through examination, that this step is indeed desirable in the eyes of the Creator, that I'm doing it for Him. And if it will be for me, I wouldn't even think about it. I wouldn't think about anything. This way, we advance. And in that, of course, there are such states that we cannot describe in words. We will advance and we will see. All of our work is out of connection, to be impressed by the friends and serve oneself to the Creator so that He will do with us. There's nothing we can do about it. These desires, this is how they awaken within us. We don't understand that seeing, feeling, getting to know the Creator means His laws, His nature, and this is possible only through equivalence of form. Rather, we're like little children. We want to know the external form. And the internality of the matter still does not attract us. And therefore, we turn around for a long time, sometimes for years, around demanding things that are impossible to attain without attaining a kli. We want light. We want to see. We want even to know. However, we don't understand it. We don't have a kli with which to include the knowledge, the understanding, the feeling. First, we have to build these foundations, and we don't have them in us for the time being. And therefore, we get upset with everything that is happening, and sometimes we even leave because we think that the path doesn't bring us the right results. It's like a little child who demands to manage some machine, let's say a great, beautiful machine. However, he's not allowed to do it before he will learn how to do it and what for. Things that are necessary in order to keep the rules. So until we learn these spiritual laws, of course we will not be allowed to know the system itself, since we can only spoil it. So, first of all, the first stage, whether we want to or not, we have to go through this stage of love your friend as yourself. And it's not in order to love the friend. Rather, it is in order for me to acquire the kli on the way to the feeling of the Creator, the attainment of the Creator, coming closer to the Creator, because a friend, later on, I will see that these are images. It's not that they exist. Rather, this is how my perception grasps these images that exist in order for me to aim myself in the right way. Like in photography, I see a few images until these images overlap. They cross, and then I'm certain that now I'm taking the right picture, meaning I'm aimed correctly at the goal. This is what it's about. That is, the created beings exist with respect to a person. It's because his internal device, instrument, in order for him to correctly focus everything on the Creator. So the Creator seemingly is standing behind him. The moment that I more and more and more correctly cross all of these images into a single image, it becomes the Creator. There is none else besides him. And there is nothing besides him. This way, from the love of people to the love. We need to monitor our attitude to the ten and see precisely how I relate to them. More or less, what for, why. It's very important for me to scrutinize all of these points, all of these letters. How much do I have a grip on them, hold on to them, how much do I want to push them away. This way, each and every moment, each and every day in our meetings, I want to check and hold on to them and see where am I. Because without me feeling that I myself want to hold on to them, to be inside of them, I will not advance. My correct feeling has to be at least that I'm holding onto them as a baby grabs the mother, sitting on her hands, not letting go of her. For him, this is the most important thing in life. This is how I need to be with society, that I hold on to them and I'm not letting them leave me, because only through them, only together with them, do I reach the essence of life, the purpose of life, the actualization of my life. It all exists in the connection with them.
Good morning, Rav. I wanted to ask, if a person needs to press himself to express love to the Ten in a disclosed manner, or is it enough that in general he's in some kind of attitude, not to every friend, but in general to the Ten?
A person inside of the Ten must reach a state where he's showing everyone how much he loves them. Because by this, he is giving an example and also awakening others. And here, certainly, everything has to be with the right weight, the right degree. So it's not that he has no attitude towards them whatsoever, but he's just playing out like in a theater. Rather, he needs to have some of it at least, but only a little bit. But to show the others that he is inclined towards them in his heart, to show it to everyone, and this way everyone should do it towards everyone. This is something we have to do. We must do it. And if they are capable of behaving in such a way, not out of their heart, but because this is how it needs to be, to constantly show the beautiful attitude that they need to have between them, then later on, they can also spend half an hour a day criticizing it. You said that each thought and each action of ours, we have to look at it, examine it, and see, does it give pleasure to the Creator or not? How do we do it? Nevertheless, it's through the first floor, in the direction of the second one. How should I do it?
Every single desire and everything I do, I should ask myself whether I'm bringing contentment to the Creator by this. No more than that. Digging in how exactly this happens for the time being, I can't. It's enough for me to simply be in that intention. And the intention will clarify for me these things.
Rav, please.
There are several degrees in love and friends, that's clear. In love and friends, do you know how many we have? 125 degrees, until we reach complete adhesion in the Creator. Because to arrange our kli in love of friends is considered to bring ourselves to a connection in which the Creator can be revealed. Even the first degree of revelation of the Creator cannot be before we come to the connection of adhesion between us and the group. How will I tell you what kind of connection there needs to be there? The connection needs to be between 10 friends on the minimal level of connection between them, aviut of shorish, but the connection between them as such that it brings them aviut shorish, which is considered to already bring the drop of semen, as they're guided, directed in such a way, where their forces that's still in the degree of still, that they can't do anything with themselves with, but they want at least to be together in what they are. They can't yet change themselves yet. They receive the reforming light and adapt themselves to each other more and more to some system that operates within itself. No. But as they are, they want one thing. We want to be together, connected, like this. Let's say that's the first degree of connection.
PT3.
How does the person rise to the... He goes up to the second floor in order to learn how to speak with the Creator. How does a person learn to do it? How does a person learn how to speak with the Creator among the friends?
Not between the friends. He first learns how to talk to the friends. And then from that, he starts to get the guidance of how to talk to the friend, to the Creator. How will he rise to the second floor without acquiring the first floor?
So how does he do that? How does he learn? What should he learn?
He needs to learn how to connect all the friends such that there will be one bundle between them, as Rabash writes in the social writings.
Respectfully or with honor.
Being respectful or honorable towards the friend is the way you need to do to respect the Creator. Simply in equality. It needs to be an equal thing, equal manner. In math, there's this symbol called equal with two lines, and there's with the three lines. So we need to relate that way to the Creator, to the friend. There's nothing you can do. The Kli and light need to be equal. If we want to come to the light, to clothe the Kli, I have to relate to the light as the same way. Beyond that, think and put forth your work. Listen, we relate to nice things and to not good things, to all these things equally, because none else besides Him is the Creator awakening in us. They don't come from us. The fact that I'm bad, the fact that the Creator made me this way and I'm bad, and you're good. They made me for you to be good. We need to be such that all these things are brought to the general bank of the group, but not to awaken them. Like we are. Let's say we come together to some place, just like each of us is, as is, and we start to build something above us, above our nature. So you're a good guy, and I'm bad, and he's like this, and he's like that, and we're all like these and like that. It's not important. What's important is what's above us, that what we can build above us. And when we do that, we don't destroy anything that's in us, the bad things, the good things that we... There are those that are that love the social relations and those who hate it, those who can't tolerate this and those who can't tolerate that. It doesn't matter. Overcoming of each and every one above his nature in order to connect with the others. That is how we build our umbrella. That's the main thing. That's called love will cover all transgressions or all crimes. And if not, then it's not enough, then we turn to the Creator. And we don't turn to the Creator to erase all the negative things that appear as negative to me. He created those. How can I even ask Him to erase something that He thought as right? What audacity on my behalf. I also don't hate those things that are bad in me. I hate my weakness that I can't ask of Him to correct. Do you hear? That's it.
Yes, I do. Yes, I get that. We shouldn't erase things, but rise above them. But...
To ask the Creator to rise above them.
To ask of the Creator, of course. Who can do it by himself? To rise above them. Now, let's say that these disagreements they kind of hurt our connection. If we want to perform some action, there's disagreement about it. In the end, we don't perform this action. So seemingly we lost with this scrutiny.
You lost. So what? So at least you got the benefit of seeing that you can't come to a disagreement. Okay, so there's still work in scrutiny. What's bad about that? That also needs to be.
To avoid these frictions.
Make sure that you all care for this. All care for it with understanding. All the rest of the friends need to show these two that are fighting how to be above the fight, how to use the fight in a beneficial manner, which is the Creator inviting all this in us and not us, but only the response depends on us, and it's from the 10, and how we take this fight that the Creator awakened, because that's called, I've created the evil inclination, that now He created it, the fight between us. And then, we take this fight and invert it to good. How else could it be? And that's how we work, only in a group way, and only towards the Creator. When the group starts to enter into these things, then it's only towards the Creator. And moreover, when we sign a covenant, then in the covenant, we put a certain item, and the item says that we are not allowed to hold on to the hatred in concealment between us, that I have to disclose it in a way that it will be worthy of correction. Otherwise, what did the Creator create the evil for? And when some hatred is revealed, some clash, and etc., friction, what? There's none else besides Him. He awakens this. He's giving this to us for the connection. We have endless, at every given moment, and opportunities, all these opportunities, to overcome and reveal the Creator truly. He's interested in all of them equally. By giving to each and everyone different discernments, that's why we are different. And the final role will be clarified in the end. And in the end, it will be revealed that in the final role, we are all equal. Even though everyone is different. And that's enough for us to know. And the fact that along the way, each who is greater than his friend, his inclination is greater, where now that you have a greater evil inclination, it means that I have a greater possibility of correcting myself. But when I correct myself, I have to understand that I'm in a society, and if evil inclination is revealed to me, which is big now, then I can correct my entire 10 in a way that is more than the friends. The fact that I am in the revelation of my ego now, that's my hour. Now I can bring my whole 10 to an ascent, specifically, to the extent in which I nullify before them and for their sake and for the sake of the Creator. That's how it works.
Try to reach incorrect connections. So in what form should we nevertheless bring in that goal while we're doing the work?
Because this is revealed in the correction, in the connection between us. Why am I working on this connection between us? In order to come to the form of connection that was there, the essence of connection, the form of connection, the manner of connection, it will give me a grip on the Creator. So what is the Creator? The form of connection between us that will be revealed between us is the Creator. That's called, I dwell within my people. Let's put
it this way. If we take you and your wife, there's this kind of relationship and that kind of relationship, and you do all as a geometric picture, a stereometric, some kind of, you say what? And this shape of the relationship between you, when you depict it in the air, that includes all kinds of emotions and relations, that's the Creator. Between us, what is revealed between us, the form of relations between us, is the Creator. And no more, because we are the Kelim, the vessels.
And we have to search for that same form all the time while we're exerting in love of friends to try to see this general form.
Yes, yes. It's very advisable. Yeah, well, it will come in the future that basically our internal intention is for the Creator. That even though we are about to arrange all kinds of things between the friends, we're not aware of it. But the Creator awakens us to this work so that we'll come close.
Call and then get back out and then build a connection.
I cannot tell you by what technology you should do it, but it's best to be in it all the time. To be in it all the time. And I'm really happy that you have questions here and you want to scrutinize it, because in truth, the awakening to scrutinize the relationship between the friends, the truth is it's not between the friends. It only seems to us to be this way. It's between the friends and the Creator. When this happens to us, it really makes the heart rejoice. There is nothing more.
And let it be even more complex.
Don't dictate to the Creator what you would like to feel. You simply would like to feel that the connection with the friends is truly an important thing, and it is where you discover the Creator. That if you're going to build in your heart this connection, this system of connection between all of you, there you'll discover the Creator. This network exists in you. We're all of us already contain all the degrees to the final, all the way to the final correction, all the way, just as it came from above downwards. It exists in us in potential. You just want to discover the connection with the friends.
When I am coming closer to the Creator, more and more, I reveal hate and rejection. But there's a paradox here. When I pray for it to turn to love, again, I cool off. When I'm asking to rise above it, meaning I have the fear of not falling into hate, then the paradox is that I want to be above the hate.
It's exactly how it needs to be. You're right. You're right. That's how it should be. We don't want to remove any phenomenon. We just want to be above all these phenomena in connection. This is called love covers all crimes. The crimes exist, but love is covering them. And
to delight the Creator.
We can't come to bestowing to the Creator. I don't have what to bestow to the Creator, and He doesn't exist for me. The Creator senses the connection between us and what happens in the connection between us. That's what the Creator feels. He doesn't feel any one of us, but only the connection between us. And the kind of connection between us is what He responds to. That's it. So, there's no reason, there's nowhere to search the Creator. He's right here between us. It's the type of connection between us. So that's what I need to detect and modify the connection between us so that we can influence Him. If I modify the connection between us to good, by that I bestow goodness to the Creator. If I disregard the environment, the friends, then I treat the Creator badly. The Creator means the inclusive...
Faith above reason.
Faith above reason. There is a level of thinking, a level of existence of mind and emotion, which basically is that are two components, there's no more. So there's that on the level of the will to receive that the Creator created, and that's where we exist. And there is a level of existence, which means an experience of the mind and emotion in the will to bestow, which is another level, a second level. It is a state where the Creator exists. And that's how we have to see ourselves. We're getting an opportunity to rise from the current degree, the first degree, to the next degree. That's our work. Why is it called above reason? Faith above reason, because faith is the degree of Bina, where reality is perceived through vessels of bestowals, vessels of Bina, and the sense of connection with others. When I feel the desire of others as more important than my own desire, and now I can't feel it. I can only feel myself. And I do only what is seemingly good for me. Seemingly, because it's incorrect. Because by that I detach myself from the whole kli of Adam HaRishon, and I only feel myself, my own cell in this reality, and I actually don't feel the whole world, the whole reality, none of it. So rising from the degree of reason, Malchut, to the degree of above reason, Bina, means exiting from this world to the upper world, the next world. And we have to make this exit as soon as possible. It has nothing to do with life or death of the physical body, of course. It only relates to the perception of reality. And then we will start experiencing reality in a different way and see how the Creator set everything up for us. Everything that we're going through now in our world and what exists in the eternal world. And so here, in these excerpts that talk about faith above reason, how we rise to the spiritual level from the corporeal level, we want to feel what Meaning a person who looks at himself and he doesn't understand what's going on to him, with himself. Well, if it's with regards to this world, you know, it's the trouble of many. It's half the comfort because no one knows what's happening. But if it's with regards to the spiritual world, he's already several years on the path. He doesn't understand anything, doesn't know what's happening. There's no chance to achieve anything, or there is, but he doesn't know when it's going to happen. And he starts asking, what's going on? Why does the Creator relate to me this way? And that's interesting. That specifically this way, he begins to realize that the entrance to spirituality is not about how he describes himself, how he thinks about himself. It is rather when he completely disregards what he has. And he only needs to think of describing the Creator, and that's it. And he himself does not exist. Only the upper reality exists, and all the rest is simply what appears to him in order to obstruct him, to disconnect him from sensing the Creator, from the reality of the Creator, because the reality of the Creator is that there's none else besides him. None else besides him. So, the more we nullify ourselves to the point that there is nothing, nothing outside the Creator, and seeing his desire everywhere, portraying our reality, people, the planet, the universe, everything. The Creator portrays this to us so that we will cling to him. Is joy. So he says this, when a person is engaged in the right, meaning where everything is ruled by the Creator, then the time is ripe to receive the upper abundance. One draws the influence, the upper force over him of bestowal, because he's always on the right. The right means the Creator, the force of bestowal. Because the blessed clings to the blessed, because he's in the same inclination, direction as the Creator. Meaning, since a person is in a state of wholeness called blessed, because he says that everything is ruled by the upper force, then he has equivalence of form. He's in the same state as the Creator. He's open for him. Because the sign for wholeness is if a person has joy. Because he openly sees the Creator, in adhesion with the Creator, so he has joy. And it's like our sage, otherwise he has no wholeness. And that's like what our sages said, the divinity only dwells out of the joy of a commandment. Meaning it's a commandment. They said you have to come to a point where you're open before the Creator, and as a result, you'll have joy. Meaning that the reason that brings joy is the commandment. Meaning the fact that the Rav commanded him to go on the right line, meaning that he carries out the commandment of the Rav, what the Rav has told him, that there has been a special time set for walking on the right, and a special time for walking on the left. And because the left contradicts the right, because left means when, it needs to be on two different times, because the left means when he self-scrutinizes, when he makes his own calculations, what about me, what about the Creator, everything towards me. and he starts looking at what he already acquired in the work of the Creator, and he sees that he's naked and has nothing, meaning he didn't acquire anything. He didn't understand anything to begin with, and now he understands less. He's even more confused. So how can he be in wholeness? It's like a person who's in a forest and doesn't know where to go. So this is exactly the place, the spot, that even though that's happening because of the commandment of the Rav, who told him to be in wholeness, he's going above reason, which means that all of his wholeness is built above reason, and this is called faith. He receives the vessels from the Rav if he can cling to the Rav despite being in a very lowly state himself. But if he can be in joy because he follows what the Rav has instructed him to do, then he receives the degree of above reason, and then he can start seeing that there he finds the sensation of the Creator. That's where the Creator is, detached from the Malchut, detached from his vessels of reception, detached from his egoistic calculations. That's how he comes to faith above reason.